There are many people to thank for all of the arrangements for sponsoring, but I want to thank two in particular, her husband and wife, her dear friends, Ronan and Sylvia, for sponsoring Le'ilu Nishmas, the dear fathers who were Nifter a short time apart, Yisrael David ben Aaron Mordechai, Zechon Levrach, Avram Yaakov ben Gavriel, Yisrael Mishon Havad Aliyah, Shalom Simcha Nachis and Brachim. And all the rest of the Chaveim were sponsoring and helping. My mother, she should be welcome to some place in the world called Munkach. I'm sure that you heard of that place. Some of the Chaveim were together a few years ago. And we were zeichet to daven by the oil of the Minchas Elozes Chusi Yelenu. And every year, Tisha B'Av, I think of this story. But this year I want to begin. Over the years, there have been many Tisha B'Avs here in Hesh Kodesh, and for Am Yisrael, there have been many, many Tisha B'Avs. And I try that for the entire Yontif, that there should be one Mahalach, beginning really this morning with Shabbos Chazayin until tomorrow night. Every year I try to do that. The point of these talks is not, and I always explain, it's not to say some sort of chidushim or shiurim, it's Tisha B'Av. So I don't know exactly what year it was. The Minchas Elozes Chus Yelena was not well. The clouds were already very, very much darkening over the world, Bechlal, and over Europe, Befrat. And the Rebbe was in Budapest, in the hospital, being treated. And although the administration did not appreciate the presence of this holy rabbi, the one who was taking care of the Rebbe was a Jewish doctor, who was not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but he had tremendous respect for the tzaddik. And he took care of him very, very well. And it was Thursday night. I'm sure many of you remember this story. It was Thursday night. And the Minchas Elozes said to the doctor, I appreciate everything you've done for me. I have a special request. I'm asking you if it's possible if I could bring in a few other people here into the hospital room. There should be a minyan for Friday night, for Shabbos, for Kabbalah Shabbos, we should be able to daven b'tzibur. We should be able to daven together. And of course, you're invited to come to join us. And the doctor said, you know, Rabbi, if they find out, I'm going to lose my job. So the Rabbi said, I'm only asking, I don't expect that you should lose your job, if it's possible. So the doctor said, if it could be arranged that the Hasidim come only one at a time, not as a group, that they come into the hospital. And the second thing is that, Rabbi, I'm asking you to promise me to daven, all the davening should be quiet, should be silent. If you could do those two things, if you could promise me, then take a chance. We'll try. And the Rebbe thanked him. And it came Friday night. Chassidim came in one by one during the day. It was quiet in the room. And then a scream. It was Hoidu before Mincha, Friday night, the Rebbe's screaming. This doctor is already nervous, he's down the hall. He can't believe this. The Rebbe's screaming and the whole Chevra is screaming Hoidu. And he runs into the room and he shuts the door behind him. He says, Rabbi, we had an agreement that it's going to be quiet. And the Rabbi said, I know that, but Thursday night after we made the agreement, which was his first night in the hospital, Thursday night, When I tried to sleep a little bit, I heard screaming and yelling coming from the next room. I heard screaming and yelling. So the doctor said, Rebbe, you're supposed to be one of the smartest people in the world. The man next door was in a terrible accident. His leg was crushed. And he's screaming from pain. So the Rebbe said, when I heard him scream, I thought, l'chadchila, that there was a chaykulei avra, that this hospital is silent. And that there's no screaming in the hospital. But then I heard him screaming, so I also could scream. But the doctor said, but Rebbe, I'm telling you, the man, his leg was crushed, and he was in pain. So the Menachas Lozer said, you're a wonderful doctor, and you went to medical school. And in medical school, they taught you how to help a person whose leg is in pain, how to help a person whose arm is in pain. But it seems that in medical school, they didn't teach you what happens when a Jewish heart is in pain. And you weren't taught, what does that mean? It was Tisha B'Av time, says in the Sefer. And you weren't taught, what does it mean? That Nocha Tisha B'Av, another Tisha B'Av. Again, another Tisha B'Av. Another Tisha B'Av without Yerushalayim. Another Tisha B'Av without Mashiach. Another Tisha B'Av without Nevuah, without Sanhedrin. Another Tisha B'Av with people dying, with people suffering. And you weren't taught what that means, the need of a Jewish heart to scream. It must be that the Menachas Lozer already felt that it was a short time in the future that things were going to change. Not that they were so great to begin with. The Navi comes to Am Yisrael on Tisha B'Av right now. The Navi is coming to each and every one of us. Tzoak libam el Hashem. Choymas bas Siyam. Tzoak libam el Hashem. The Rebbe tried to keep the tzoak in his heart. He tried to hold that tzoak in his heart, tzoak libam el Hashem, but he couldn't. Because the longing for Yom Gula Hashem, Asher Ga'ola Miyatzar, was so great. And the pain was so great, he couldn't hold that in. So, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Navi comes to each and every one of us and comes to the Jewish people and says the following. Even though Hashem Yisbarach knows what's in your heart, and he knows and he's able to hear that tzaka, he's able to hear that scream of the heart. But the Navi comes and says that just like the Menachas Lozer couldn't hold that inside his heart, Haridi kanachal dima yoyma v'layla. The Navi says, scream out, kumi ro'ini b'layla, scream out in the night. The Rosh Hashmurais, Shivchi Kamaim Libech, Noichach Pnei Hashem. Meaning the whole year, the whole year it's a midah toiva. That we should be makabel the yisur and be ahava. One of the things that we are always taught, and we believe, we know that everything is for the best, and we all have emunah that Hashem knows what He's doing. And therefore, from the time that we were learning, from the time that we were little, we were told to be strong people, and to be makabel the yisur and be ahava, whatever that means, to accept Hashem's musa. To accept the difficulties and the suffering. To accept the metzias of an unredeemed world. To accept all of that, be ahava. And that's the hanhoge, and that's the avoida of a Jew the entire year. A madrega of samech b'chelkai. To be makabel yisurim, be ahava. That means to come to terms with reality. Life is hard. The Baruch Shem fears the Welt. Keep your mouth closed. Be a soldier. Something's hurting you, keep it to yourself. Don't cry out, don't scream out. And then it comes to Tisha B'Av. My Shvet told me that the Asfadim will have a piyut on Tisha B'Av, Halayla Hazeh, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. I don't know which Svadish or Kehila has, but Halayla Hazeh Mor. Halayla Hazeh Mor. And on this night of Tisha B'Av, on this Meis L'Eis, this night and day of Tisha B'Av, the same way that the Rebbe Shalom said to the Minchas Elazar, Chaim Elazar, let it go. Let it out. The doctor will be okay. I'll make sure he keeps his job. You let it out. Don't hold it in. Scream out. I have no question that the Rebbe saw what was coming up. And therefore they're special Jews. The Novi Yeshaya, the Samach Beis talks about these Jews. They're called Hamaskirim Es Yerushalayim. There are certain Jews like that. Hamaskirim Es Yerushalayim. They're not right now. They're not in Woodmere now. These are people Hamaskirim Es Yerushalayim. Not only do they live every minute of their lives with that memory, remembering what Yerushalayim was, and as I was explaining this morning, what Yerushalayim can be. But all of their lives, they maskir mes Yerushalayim. They want everybody else to remember Yerushalayim. Hamaskir mes Yerushalayim. They cause others to remember Yerushalayim. Al domi lochem. The Navi says, Al Damilachem, don't be silent. Get to work. Hameskirim es Yerushalayim Al Damilachem. And not only that, the Pasuk goes on, Valtitni Damiloi. And don't let Kivyochel Hashem be silent. Don't be silent. Al domi lachem, al titni domi loy. Don't be silent. Don't let Jews sit silently. Because if we're going to be silent, kivyoch Hashem will also be silent. But if we scream out, then va'al titni domi loy. So in a few minutes, we're going to say the words again. One of the chevra told me, one of the Syrian chevra told me that they always begin by saying what year it is But how many years have we been godless? I don't know. I lost track. So I'm not sure what this year is exactly. It's a long time. We're going to say the words again. Eicha yoshva bodod ha'ir abosiyam ha'isa ka'almona. The lowliness of Yerushalayim, the lowliness of Am Yisrael, who's not in Yerushalayim, and even the Jews in Yerushalayim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Hoysa ke'almona. Ke'almona, Rashi brings down from Chazal, not mamish na'almona. We believe that he'll come back. Elepnach, our Rebbeinu Shlom is alive. Our husband is alive. He's going to come back. But hoysa ke'almona. It's brought down this Sfarim HaKadoshim. There are a few mamorim from the Rebbe Marash, from Lubavitch, Chus Yelenu, and other tzaddikim. That the word almona, the oisius of that word almona, aleph, lamed, and the mem, ilein, which means someone who is mute, who is silent. The almona is in such horrible pain. Her loneliness is so great that she's muted and silenced by her pain. Aleph, lamed, men, and ilem, a person who can't speak. So listen, Chavrim. You have a chasen and kala. This almana, just now in the mountains where I have a wonderful, wonderful chaver that I'm zaycha to be with in the summer. There was a Tyre Yid, a beautiful, beautiful person, a Talmud Chacham, 44 years old, with a whole family. I think the oldest one is maybe 17 or 18. There's a little one that's 4 years old. And he was just Nifter before last Shabbos. When they were standing under the chuppah, even though the chuppah is a very quiet place, it's supposed to be quiet. The innovation of there being speeches under the chuppah is recent and not a lechatchila at all, if you're planning a chasana. That's an Eish Kodesh trivia question. When was the one time that I spoke under a chuppah? Well, we'll leave that for later. It's quiet under the chuppah. There'll come a time of Oid Yishama, but right now, it's quiet. But the Oilam, if the Oilam is listening carefully, they can hear the Chamisha Karlis, the Chasna Kala, they can hear the sound Kol Sosim, Kol Zimcha, Kol Chasim, Kol Kala, Kol Mitzhalas Chasonim. They can hear the Chasna Kala, they can hear the singing of the Chasna Kala. Many times under the chuppah, right, when I'm about to say the brachas, I tell the chasna kala to have a look at me for a second, all right? They're so enamored with each other, and their minds are filled with that sound of kol sasna, kol simcha, looking forward to many, 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 many years, children, simchas together, beautiful times together, Shabbosis and Yom Tovim together. In a good way, Tzoak, Liba, Melashem. Nobody could hear, but the Chasna Kala under the Chuppah, they're screaming mamish at the top of their hearts. They scream. Horid Lashem, Chitov, Kile, Oilam Chazdei. but sometimes it doesn't work out. In the case last Erev Shabbos, it didn't work out with his name is actually was Chaim Elazar. It didn't work out with Chaim Elazar with Luzi, the tzaddik. And the wife and children, it's not ki almana, it's not almana mamish. But then you have so many other situations, and you and I know, and there are some who are sitting here right now that you know and I know. And if I don't know, then you and Hashem is Baruch for sure know. It could be, maybe the therapist knows. That something happened, something changed over the years. And from the Kol Sosn, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosn, Kol Kala, so many disappointments, so many fights. Till it reached the point of Hoysa ki almana. And here she's not an almana, he's alive, thank God. And so many times I've had people who have told me, and they're embarrassed to tell me, I wish he wouldn't be alive. I had a woman that was sitting in the office last year that told me, every time my husband's late, inside of me I'm hoping that he was in a car accident, that he was killed. That's what she told me. And I tried to stop her from finishing the sentence. It doesn't have to be Chalila to such an extreme. And it's Lav Davka, the woman, there are plenty almonds, ke almonds. Not almona, but ke almon. That under the chuppah, they knows what's going to be. All the sounds, kol sosn, kol simcha, kol chosn, kol kala. So listen, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a sugi in halacha. And the Chav Zayin. The Gemara is talking about those who are posel le'edus, who are disqualified as edim. One of the psulim is a soine. But a soine is posel le'edus. People who hate each other cannot testify on each other. They can't testify. They can't be edim. They can't say edus for obvious reasons. So the Gemara there asks, so what is a Sinai? Well, it's in Halacha, how do you define a Sinai? Does it mean he's got to have like a dartboard in his basement? What does that mean? With the guy's picture? What does that mean he's a Sinai? So the Gemara's definition, Sinai, kol shalei dibe imay shleisha yomim be'eva. Means 3 days of silence due to this hatred, this simmering sinner, 3 days silence. In other words, normally they interact. Obviously, it's not with somebody you don't talk to, but 3 days of the silent treatment. That already is a din of a sinai. In other words, you can have two people. It could be a husband and wife, two friends, a parent and a child. It could be that they're mamish fighting and arguing. All kinds of milchamas are going on in that house. No, it's leibedik. Not in a positive way, but it's leibedik. So according to the Gemara, people are screaming at each other. People are fighting with each other. It's not yet called, doesn't have a din. They don't have a din of sonim. It's interesting. Maybe in Lashon HaKodesh they would be called nitzim, quarreling, fighting, merivim. But sonim, they're not called sonim. When is it called sinner? Sin is when there's a silence. when there's an illness, when there's a muteness, a silence that has descended upon the home. So we could have that time has passed. In the beginning, they were fighting with each other. Because in the beginning, there was still some hope. And because of that hope, they were still at each other's throats. There was still some hope. And in desperation and in hope, even though it's terrible, but they were fighting, they were arguing. But then at some point, there was this resignation. And for whatever reason, they're not going to Beis Din. They're not getting divorced. But there's this resignation. And these two people, it could be both of each one is a wonderful person, he is, she is, but these two wonderful people, there's no kol sos and kol simcha. There's no sound anymore of screaming and fighting. Because there's the silence of sinner, the silence of yeyush. And together, these two people are able, somehow they're able to raise a family. And they made simchas together. They married off kids. They made bas mitzvahs. But the mitzias between them is hoysa ke'almana. Shtika. Silence. Hoysa ke'almana. Many of you have met and some of you know. And perhaps some of you have family. Chalila, that you know, where there was a happy child, a lebedik child. Sometimes you were afraid he was too or she was too lebedik. And you just don't understand what happened, but at some point, the kid just became silent. Haisa ka'almana. And the parents ask, are you okay? And that child is carrying a secret. That child is growing up with a hatred. It's burning inside. It's so strong. An embarrassment, a humiliation, and a hatred all combined that has muted him. I'm dealing with this all of the time, and this is what's going on. He's been muted and silenced. So on Tisha B'Av, the Navi comes. And he screams out to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means us. Ibn Ezra, the Mefarshim, say, it's a metaphor for the Jewish people. Kumi Raini Balayla. Scream. Shifchi Kamayim Liyubeich. Or could be the Chalila, one of those people brought upon him this Churban. Or upon her this Churban. But whatever it is, there's this feeling of resignation. I can't fight against this. No one's going to believe me. No one's going to listen to me. I can't talk about this to anyone. It's my fault. I brought this churban upon myself. And then over time, Haisa ka'almana, so Hashem Yisbarach sends the Navi, Motzei Shabbos, Tovshin Pei Beis Tisha B'Av, the 10th of Av, Hashem sends the Navi, and the Navi's yelling, and yelling and screaming at us to smash through the silence, through the years of pain, through the misunderstanding. In the case of that husband and wife, it's true there are some situations that are beyond this barrier between them. And that those hearts that were so warm under the chuppah have become frozen over time. Or the kid that was abused and grew up with that has become an icicle that can't express emotions, that can't feel. I remember when Dr. Tversky, Rabbi Avram, Zichron Levracha, when he came out with a book called Breaking the Silence. You remember that? You know that there were threats against his life for that book. Breaking the Silence. Now it's already fashionable to talk about it a little bit. But at the time that Dr. Tversky was courageous enough, and if he wouldn't have been a yachsen, if me or you would have written a book like that, we would have been finished. He had a big yichus. He had a chash of a family. Regular people couldn't have gotten away with it. And even he went through a lot of tsaros because of that book, Breaking the Silence, where he was talking about things that go on in our community. Breaking the Silence. That's Tisha B'Av. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Al domi lochem. Don't be silent. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Al domi lochem. Va'al titni domi lo. Al titnu domi loy. And don't let Hashem be silent. Ad yichoinein. Until he establishes. Va'ad yosem es Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz. Until the Rabbi Shalom helps you to build your life back together, to put your life together, to put your marriage together, to put your Yiddishkeit back together. And if you can't remain married, then to move on with your life and to put your life back together and to find simcha in your life, and to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to allow him to be silent until he reestablishes Yerushalayim. Because these people who are called Maskirim Es Hashem, like Dr. Tversky, and many others, Maskirim Es Yerushalayim, these are people who simply will not tolerate the continuation of Tisha B'Av the way that it is now. They will not tolerate this matzav of Ki Almana. These are Jews. I mentioned this morning the Ibn Ezra, and I didn't explain it properly. One of the Chevra came to ask me afterwards what happened to the Ibn Ezra. So I mentioned the Ibn Ezra, where the Ibn Ezra says that how could the Torah say that it's also leisachmud, you can't be jealous to want what somebody else has. It's a heart, your heart wants, what are you going to do? So the Ibn Ezra said, listen, I mentioned it this morning, but I didn't explain it. The Ibn Ezra said that a ben kvar, if you're a plain guy from the village, you understand in your seichel that you can't go after the Bas Melech, right? You can't go after the princess. You don't have any union with the princess because it's not shaykh to you. What I didn't explain this morning, when I did say Eilecham Delibi, and I assumed it was clear, but I didn't explain enough. We're B'nai HaMelech. We are the children of the king. And therefore, Eilecham Delibi. Eilecham Delibi means, I'm not a Ben Kfar. I'm not some yokel from a village. I'm from Yerushalayim. Ha'ir Abosiyam. I'm from Yerushalayim. Messiah's Kalaretz. Yifei Naif, Messiah's Kalaretz. I have big hasogis. Eilecham Delibi. I covet Nevuah. I covet Malchus. I want there to be a Sanhedrin. I want to be a person, like it says that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, why was it called Messiah's Kalaretz? Because when there's a Beis HaMikdash, a Yid who didn't have Aveira would go to Beis HaMikdash, when he had Miskapolo, he would have a Kapar. I don't want to live with my Aveiras. I don't want to be this way my whole life. I want to be a person who was able to see the Kruvim looking at each other. And when I would look at the Kruvim, Hashem was smiling at me, and he was screaming out loud to me and to all the other Jews that were there, do you see how much I love you? I don't want to spend the rest of my life not believing that, not feeling that, not seeing that. I'm jealous. I'm coveting those Jews who lived in the time of Beis HaMikdash. Not only do I have the right to do that, but that's only natural. Eilecham Delibi. So it's davke, the tzaok is the screaming of the Minchas Elazar, and the screaming and the crying of Tisha B'Av. We ask Hashem, Teskabo Slois Nevusun, the Chol Yisrael. Teskabo Slois Nevusun, the Chol Yisrael, means, Rabbi Shalom, listen to the tefillahs, not just of the Jewish people who are davening in and screaming now, Tisha B'Av Tavshin Pei Beis. This Kabbalah Slos Nevusim the Chol Yisrael, of all of those mothers whose children were taken away from them, and all of those children who watched their mothers being taken away from them. The Chol Beis Yisrael, through all of the years, who saw their marriages fall apart, who saw their kids go off, go away, disappear. That Rukas HaBaisim says that. Tisha B'Av is not a yontiv of resignation, of giving in. The crying of Tisha B'Av is a melchama. I don't want this marriage to fall apart. I don't want my life to fall apart. I don't want to go on living this way. I don't want to be without Yerushalayim. I don't want to be without Beis HaMikdash. I don't want to be a person whose mitzias is a mitzias of filth. And I'm not prepared to accept the Yisurim B'Ahava. So therefore we come to Tisha B'Av night, we come to Kinas. And I think you know there's a very deep teaching from Rabbi Nachman Schusselenu, but it's based upon the Zohar Kodesh. That Golos means we're stuck in a teiku. You all know the teiku means an unresolved dilemma, a suffix, in the Gemara. And there are Ramazim, Tishbi Yataris, there are different Ramazim. But the simple pshat in the word teiku, when you look in the Shlach Kodesh, and the Orach, and the other Mepharshim, the simple meaning of teiku is when something is stuck. It's closed. It's stuck. That's the meaning of teiku. And teiku is missing the end of nun, the long nun of tikkun. That's Mashiach. The long nun of tikkun, whatever that long nun means. And the way to get from teiku, from being stuck and silent and mute and miserable and broken and conceding defeat and surrendering to gullahs, collectively and individually, the way to put an end to that is by kinais, with a nun, at least to put, at least a nun kfufa, at least that broken nun of kinais, which means to cry out, to scream, Harimi Bakoyach Koylech, Leman Sion Loy Echesha. That's Tisha B'Av. Harimi Bakoyach Koylech, Leman Sion Loy Echesha. For the sake of Yerushalayim, I won't be silent. For the sake of those children, I won't be silent. For the sake of those husbands and wives, I won't be silent. For the sake of Jews who are probably right now, because of what's going on again in there, it's just so they have to be keenest in bomb shelters somewhere in a miklat. I won't be silent. This screaming and crying is not coming from a lack of emunah, from a lack of refinement. So adirabba, it means that I'm not misyayish. You know, a few years ago I did something very scandalous. I put on a song by the keenest. You remember that? Every year I have a yetzer to do that. My wife is in charge of my behavior. So she tries to reel me in because I'm all set always. I have a niggin. I want to let this niggin out now. So Zviel and Shlomo and a couple of Chevron Ushi and myself are working on another album with Nigunim from Michal Shapiro. Eitan, keep the day free. Got to get these nagunim up. So I can't sing it, and I can't play the tape, so. But there are words in it. Cry out from your broken heart. It's on the missing tape. Cry out from your breaking heart. The Master will hear you. He fills all worlds. All time, he fills all time and space. The universe is his. There is no place where he is too far away. There is no place you are where he is too far away. Cry out. That's the Yontif of Tisha B'Av. So let me just end with, I'll read something to you. Can't sing Nigan, I'll share this with you. I don't know how I got this. Sometimes I find stuff in my shtender. I usually know who's responsible because of the different chaverim that have different inyonim that they're meshugah with. I mean, in a good way. And they know that I'm also meshugah for that. Sometimes they're off. But usually they're on. And I don't remember. I don't remember who gave this to me or when I got it, but I just found it. I found it with some papers. And I pushed it into a Tisha B'Av notebook that I had upstate, and I found it. And I said, no, it could be that its time has come. The Rebbe Shlomo wants me to read it. It takes a minute. This goes back a couple of years. It's from a woman who writes the following. My father is a Vizhnitzer Chassid. Last week, I was going to attend a lecture given by Professor Elie Wiesel. So the Colonel of Roch, it's already a few years. He was Nifta. Maybe 2-3 years. I was going to, so my father's a vision Sechassid. Last week I was going to attend a lecture given by Elie Wiesel, who, as you know, came from Vision Sechassid. As I was leaving, my father told me, I was his bunkmate in the camps. I don't know if he'll remember me, but please tell him we're all so proud of his accomplishments as a survivor of the Holocaust. So she waited online, says, I waited online to speak to Professor Wiesel after the lecture and told him, I don't know if you remember my father, but his name is so-and-so, and he sends regards. Elie Wiesel, Dr. Wiesel, then began to get emotional, and he said, remember your father? He never told you that everything I've accomplished in life is only because of him? Whatever I have is his. And he explained. There was a day that was so horrible, even in concentration camp, even by concentration camp standards, it was so horrible. A group of Russian prisoners of war were fortunate enough to get a hold of some rat poison and said, the Nazis are going to kill us anyway. Let's at least die on our own terms. So these Russian, these non-Jewish Russian prisoners got some rat poison, and one by one they took a dose of that poison and laid down to die. Many of the people in Buchenwald, Elie Wiesel says that we were together, looked on and said, we're going to do the same thing. Almost every adolescent in the camp got online behind those Russians, including myself, Elie Wiesel says. Everyone except your father, he says to this girl, to this woman, everyone except your father. He went to the side of the line, and with tremendous strength, he started to sing Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shleima, I believe with complete faith, B'vias HaMashiach, the Mashiach is going to come. And he sang it in an old vision tune. Your father's song broke our suicidal spell. One by one we got off the line. And one by one we surrounded your father and sang Ani Mamin. Please go tell your father that that song is the reason I'm here today. So Tisha B'Av, Chevrat Tisha B'Av is a hard day. And none of us, Chalila, are thinking or considering taking any rat poison. I hope not. But there are many, many, many people who in different ways are dying. In Haisa Kalman. There's something about Tisha B'Av, I know that it gives me this chiyus, and others have told me, and we talk about this, there's something about this horrible day. In the meantime, it's going to be a big yontif, the biggest yontif, but this horrible day, there's something about it. There's something about this day that just says, get off that line. Get off the rat poison line. Get off of that line and go back to the oilam, go back to the chevra that's singing Ani Mamin. Get off the line that wants to die. Get off the line that can't speak. Get off the line that's silent. Get off the line that has given up trying to fix things in life, trying to do tshuva, trying to improve marriage, trying for that person who went through tsaros, whatever it is, abuse, addiction, who doesn't want to go on living, get off that line. And join the circle of Ani Mamin. That's what Tisha B'Av is. To join the circle of Ani Mamin. Hashem Yisbarach should help each and every one of us. I'm sorry it's really very, very late. There's so much more to talk about, and I'll try to explain a little bit more tomorrow. Rabbi Levin, cry out from that broken heart. Hashem will hear us. Shabbat Shalom. that next year, Tisha B'Av, we're going to be in a circle. But we're not going to be in a circle of Ani Mamin. We'll be in a circle of Oyd Yishama B'Yarei Yehud B'chus Tis Yishayim, Kol Sosn, Kol Semcha, Kol Chosn, Kol Kala, Kol Mitzhalas Chasson Michupasam, and the Army Mishtein Niginosam, the Glash V'Amitis, Amen V'Amen.